At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right. This is from Kalena in Rosemont. Kalena writes, I had a consultation to get my breast implants, and my husband called and canceled the appointment. He thinks I don't need the surgery, but this is my body, and I don't feel sexy for him like I used to. It's my body, so should I do what I want to do?
Well, Kalena, I tell you what I think. I think Horatio had second thoughts about all this.
Who's Horatio?
You get them names like that right there. Kalena, Horatio. And I'll tell you what it is with him. It has nothing to do with that. It's money. It's money, darling.
Really?
It's money with men.
Oh. You don't think he's concerned that something might go wrong or...
No. He's going to use that.
What
is money?
What the breast?
It's money.
What?
It's
Tommy?
Money. So she wants a what now, Shirley? What type of she getting a reduction?
No, she just wants implants.
Implants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's money.
Okay, well, she didn't say that's all she said. Just
and it's your body, and you do get to vote on your body. You have a say. So we got enough of that. That's a whole nother story about women's rights and all like that. That's down a whole nother path. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% behind whatever women want to do with their body, however they want to do it. I don't think men shouldn't even be voting on this right here. It's the most ridiculous thing.
That ever. Part. Now,
America, get on my nerves. Next question, Shirley.
Me, moving on to Sierra in Albany.
That's a good t-shirt.
Sierra in Albany says, my boyfriend's friend, Sierra, her name is Sierra, in Albany. She says, my boyfriend's friend sent me a picture of his manhood, and I didn't say anything. I texted him to see if he sent it to me by mistake. He said it was a big mistake, and he apologized. I told my boyfriend, and he said I handled it wrong. I should have told him first. Why is he mad at me and not at his friend who sent it? Interesting.
Well, he ain't dating his friend. He dating you.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has a right to feel what he's feeling, but you didn't do anything technically wrong.
No.
But let me tell you where the guy's coming from. So what it made it look like for him for a moment is you was calling to find out if you sent this to me on purpose. When the guy sent it to you on purpose.
Hello.
Understand.
I think that's
let's get that clear.
Yeah, he sent it to you on purpose. He was waiting on you to react. When your reaction was that, then he went sideways because he misread you and thought you might want to see this. But he misread you. And when you called and went, did you send me this on accident? You wouldn't say, oh, no, man, oh, that was an accident. No, bro.
But, okay.
So now... your man is thinking you gave him an option or a chance to react in a certain way and saying you should have bought it to me.
Oh, okay. So is the boyfriend still going to check his friend, though? I mean, because all he's doing right now is checking his girlfriend. Is he going to say anything to his friend about sending his girlfriend a picture?
That's going to be a whole nother conversation.
I mean, because so far she's just getting all the heat. What is he
going
to say?
Well, see, she don't know because now, see, he now has to approach his friend a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Because the girl done called ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Had she just went to him and said, your man sent me this, your friend sent me this, then he can go over there Wild Buffalo Bill chess out everything. But now, since you called him first to ask him.
Be real.
See, now, he got a statement prepared.
Not a statement.
Dog.
Yeah. A press conference.
Yeah. Not a press release.
See, he don't get to roll up on him straight naked and busted. Mm-hmm. He got to roll up now with the, hey, man. Hey, look. But your girl was asking me, like really cool. She wasn't even, like, really mad. See, he got to hear that now.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what the problem is. That's why he mad.
And why does she have his number?
Why did he have her number to send it to her in the first place?
Here's what you got to remember. She can't unsee what she saw.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So come on, Messy Marvin.
And you don't sin.
Ooh, that's wrong, Tavis.
Little pictures. Uh-huh.
Right, uh-huh. Steve.
You get that good angle.
Yeah.
So you saying she pressed save. Download.
You seeing the whole rib rack out there.
So, and call.
Yeah, you seeing the slab. You don't see the real bone. You seeing the slab.
These ain't baby backs.
Still hoping Tommy and call.
He gets the friend.
Did you mean to send me this?
And it ain't deleted. I can assure you it ain't deleted.
That's what I said.
Is that why the boyfriend is really mad?
Oh, he tight. And then that picture. He already know his boy loaded. Mm. He already know that.
That's why
they'd have been down to the gym. He'd have came out the shower. That's like when I was in the ninth grade and Eric Green came out the shower. We was all sitting there when Eric came out the shower.
Mm. What happened?
Now, we all in the ninth grade. We was
speechless.
I'm talking about, man, who daddy is this?
In the ninth grade.
He really
Eric
ninth
Green
grade.
Came out that shower. I went, Lord.
All right. Moving on to Black in Nashville. Black writes, I was vibing with this female until I found out that she enjoys cigars more than I do, and she's well known by the guys at the cigar bars that I go to. I am uncomfortable with my girl being a star at the cigar bar. Is this a real issue or am I insecure?
Mm. Well, bro, you done made it an issue.
Yeah.
You met her at the cigar bar.
Mm-hmm.
She smokes cigars. All the guys know she smokes cigars. You ain't the only one that thinks she fine, dog. You ain't the only one that thinks she fine.
No.
So are you insecure? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
That's got insecurity wrote all over. I don't want everybody knowing her. Well,
they do.
They do.
Uh-huh. All right. Interesting, CLO.
Yes.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.